Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're tuning in through Conversations Radio Network, we welcome you. To our friends in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, we welcome you to our show, as well as tuning in on the East Coast in Atlanta at 106 Live. We're glad you all could join us as well. As you all know from my regular audience, I don't have any children of my own, but I have talked to a lot of parents over the years, as well as my brother who is a father, and I know that you guys definitely have your work cut out for you. And a lot of times, it is very, very possible that you are bringing some undue stress to yourself, trying to be the quote-unquote perfect parent. Our next guest has written a book that I found really fascinating. It's called Unnatural Mom, Why You Are the Perfect Mom for Your Kids. Now, sure, this book is kind of geared towards mothers, but I think us guys can really learn a lot from this book as well. The author is Hedy Britz. We're going to talk to Hedy not only about her own journey as a parent, but what it's been like for her to share that with all of us and what she hopes you're able to take away from her new book. Hedy, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hello, Cyrus. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. As I told you before this segment began, I read this book with a lot of fascination because I think we all have enough problems in our lives, and I think to try to be perfect in anything, I think, can add a lot of stress to us, and also I think take a lot out of the joy away from life. You've kind of directed that toward parenthood and how by trying to be the quote unquote perfect parent, how so many may be missing out on the joys and the possibilities and opportunities in front of them. What has it been like for you, Hedy, to be able to use your own personal journey as a reason why people should to try to look at parenthood differently?
Oh, Cyrus, I absolutely messed it up from the beginning by trying to be the perfect mom. It's something in my personality where I have really high standards for myself and for others. And in the process, all of the joy went out of motherhood because I always wanted to be a mom. I looked forward to my kids. I planned them. I painted the nursery. I had, the hospital bag by the door months in advance. But then when I had my first daughter, none of the natural instincts kicked in that I expected to kick in. In fact, in the neonatal ward, the nurse came walking in and I asked her, "So when are you going to bath my baby?" And she looked at me dumbfounded and she said, "Ma'am, this is your baby. You were supposed to bath her yesterday." and I went stone cold and I thought, oh my goodness, maybe God made a mistake by giving me kids. Maybe I'm not fit to be a mom. And I had that realization many times, that false realization, that fear, so many times. And every time I tried to do something about it and I picked up a book or I attended a talk or a course, there would be this really clear, easy 5-step program to do it the right way and to produce perfect kids, and it just never worked for me.
Right.
So as I went through this bewilderment and this confusion about why I love my kids but I can't somehow do it all right, I vowed that if I ever have it figured out for myself and for my daughter and the kids that I had later on, that I would want to share it with other moms because I couldn't believe that it had to be this hard. There had to be joy in it.
Right.
And
exactly.
the joy really only returned when I stopped trying to be the super mom.
Yeah. Hedy, something you said that I think is so important for our audience to get, because I saw you actually say this and heard you actually say this, rather, in one of the videos I watched when prepping for your segment on YouTube, and that was about God making a mistake. I think there are so many people who feel like that when they feel as though they're in a situation, whether we're talking about parenthood or anything, they feel as though, okay, there's no way I can carry out this assignment. And I think parenthood is one of the biggest assignments that we could take, which is why I've been very, very slow in being able to do it, because I realize the responsibility that it takes. Can you kind of talk to us about the returning of joy? Because that has to be a huge sigh of relief to realize that you're not expected to be anything but the best of yourself, and that is exactly what your child needs. I mean, how did that help you in being able to not only look at yourself differently, but look at the assignment you've been given differently?
You said such an important thing there, your design and your assignment, because those two things really hang together. I'm convinced that God gives so many diverse gifts in his church, and he gives so many diverse positions in the church and in the body, and we should learn from that model. And that's when my joy returned, is when I realized, wait a minute, a mom just like me may not fit very well in the nursery at the church, but a mom like me fits somewhere else because of the gifts God has given me. And I love how Eugene Peterson, who did the Message translation, put it in Galatians 6, verse 4, where he said, make a careful exploration of who you are and the work you have been given, because those two things go together. And then he says, don't be impressed with yourself and don't compare yourself with others, because I feel that that was the trap, and that is the trap for so many moms and dads. We look at how the other parents do it. We try and copy-paste from their life. It doesn't work. We immediately assume there's something wrong with us or with our kids, and our joy goes away. But then he gives such a beautiful last verse there, verse 5, that says, each of you must take responsibility to do the creative best you can with your own life. And it's when I started ignoring the way everybody else does it, and I started trusting the Lord that there is a design in my family and that these conflicting temperaments are there for a reason. That's when the joy came back. When I looked at my daughter, who's the opposite of what I am, and I learned to love her the way she needs to be loved, and a whole new dimension came into our relationship, and it became meaningful, and a growth, you know, growth comes from that for the both of us.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, again, that is what meaningful life is definitely all about. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations of Life. We're having a great conversation already with author and motivational speaker Hetty Britz. We're talking with her not only about her new book, A Natural Mom, Why You Are the Perfect Mom for Your Kids, but also what it's been like for her to make this discovery for herself, and then, of course, to be able to share it with others. The book is available through our friends at Amazon.com. We'll remind you of that a little bit later. You know, one of the things that you wrote in the book that I definitely want to talk about, and that I think is so great that you've been able to share. Again, having your own personal reflections is one thing, Hetty, but you've been able to share other parents as well, particularly moms. I mean, have you found that that has also been key for other people to see individuals like themselves and to see them going through different things in life and seeing how they were able to deal with it?
Absolutely, Cyrus. I have a very good friend, for instance, who has a blind son. He's also adopted, and there are so many challenges around her son. But God has given her the kind of temperament that looks for the sunshine in everything and that never gives up. And because of the way God has designed her, because she's a fighter and because she's easygoing and doesn't sweat the small stuff, she's been able to guide her son through some really tough stuff, and she's been able to help schools say yes to her son, who would have otherwise said no to providing him with an education. And she never looked at it that way until, you know, we sat down and I said, you know, I could not raise your son. And she said, why not? And I said, because I'd cry myself to sleep every night because of my personality. I couldn't deal with it. I would, you know, I would jump the gun, and I would constantly be caught up in, will my child have a future? These challenges are too great. People said no to me today. Those things just didn't faze her because of how God made her. And she couldn't raise my kids either. and that's the beauty of it. It's a unique journey, and it deploys in unique, beautiful ways in each home.
Right. You know, you brought up something earlier, and I think it's so important. You know, you reference a scripture that talks about, of course, the physical body and how the spiritual body definitely imitates that. I think that in itself should help us to realize that we all kind of work together, that we all need each other, but again, we all serve different functions. Another thing I appreciated about the book, A Natural Mom, is that you have some fairly high-profile individuals that you were able to quote from, Hetty, and how they were able to learn lessons from their mom. I want to actually share one of them because it was an interesting one for me. But given the individual who said it about his mom, it kind of made me smile. I'm talking about what Chris Christie said about his own mother. And I love this, and I want to read it. It says, oh, for those who have the print edition, it's on page 176. It's the greatest lesson that mom ever taught me was this one. She told me that there would be times in your life when you have to choose between being loved and being respected. She said to always pick being respected. I thought that that was, you know, it really shows how all of us kind of have our own nuggets that we're able to take away. Another thing that I thought was interesting, and we'll talk about this in relation to the work that you do, Hetty, is that you kind of have these moms being described in different ways. You have your rosebush moms. You have your natural pine moms, your granny pine. I mean, how did that description come about, and how was that kind of tied into your work you've been able to do with your Evergreen Parenting course?
Cyrus, I came on the first temperament book I ever read when I had this clash with my daughter, and a therapist mm-hmm. gave me this book and said, Hetty, you need to understand your child. And I read this book about temperament types, and I didn't like the label it gave me, and I thought, is there a way maybe we can talk about these differences without feeling boxed in? And that's how I came up with the trees, because I felt that trees still speak of life and dynamic growth and possibility to change and adapt, but also this absolute diversity, because even though two moms may take the profile and both come out as pine tree moms, they may be completely opposite in certain aspects of how they parent. And I wanted a system and a descriptor that would accommodate all of that, and that would also allow for combinations so that we could have a box rose mom and a pine palm mom, because very few of us just fit the four categories that we typically get to know when we do certain profiles. So even though I have these four trees at the foundation, the system that we use just makes literally 14 times 14 times 14 possible outcomes, because right. these personality types can combine. Temperament means mixture, and we're all a mixture. And at the end, the idea is not to label a mom or to diagnose her. The idea is to describe her so she can describe herself, and she has something black on white where she can say, look at this. These are my needs. This is what makes me natural as a mom. And look at these things that I can work at to meet my child where he or she is. And look at this. These are the great ways in which I reflect the heart of God because of the design that I have.
Right,
it's empowering.
For sure.
It's not limiting in any way.
Exactly. And I think what I love when I think about trees, and for our Mississippians that are listening to us on the radio side, they'll know this for sure, Hetty, that trees grow, and they all grow in different directions. They all look different.
Yes.
But they all can be great. They can be nurturing, provide great shade, being able to do so many amazing things. And I think that is the thing, to be the, you know, again, another example of why we can all be individual and be great. Have you also, what has it been like for you, Hetty, to remind moms in particular about the uniqueness that they are, and realize that they, because of where they come from, because of the circumstances they've been able to come out of, that they're in a unique position to be able to help their child that's in their care?
It's really been a very exciting journey for me to see moms come from a place of puzzlement, where they don't understand what God has done, to see these connections. When they see their strengths listed, they go, hey, yes, I use this every day. I thought everybody did this. And then they sit with a mom next to them who has an opposite profile, and that mom says, no, I can't do that. That is a special gift. Because moms have in them, and dads do too. And by the way, this profile works just as great for a dad or a teacher. It's for
sure.
anybody raising kids. It's a gender-neutral feedback that they get. So they look at this feedback, and they realize, I didn't even know that what comes naturally for me is special. And now I can see how it fits into our life story and my child's story. So, and there's a message that the church often puts out there, that we're all supposed to grow and then eventually look like Christ. And yes, we should. But at the same time, Jesus was the only man who ever walked the face of the earth who was supposed to be everything to all men, and be a personality that any person can relate with. That is not my assignment, and it's not yours, and it's no parent's assignment out there. None of us are the savior of the world. The position is taken. We can relax and know that we were never called to be everything to anybody. We are always going to need other parents, and it's a beautiful thing when we let our pride go and we say, in this phase of my child's life, my child needs a rosebush mentor a strong personality like my son who can show him how to be compassionate and strong at the same time. Or I have, for instance, Cyrus, I have 0% pine tree, and the pine tree is that peacemaker, harmony maker, nurturer, and I miss that in my own profile, and I think my children do too. But my husband has it. So there's this beautiful tag team thing that happens in the home where I say, honey, the kids are bleeding right now, so Hitler needs to step back and Florence Nightingale needs to step up to the plate. It's wartime now. It's not wartime now. They're bleeding. They don't need me right now. So I'm the more military Boxwood Rose Bush combination. Honey, please step in here. So it brings some dimension into marriage and into family life where other mentors and people in the church community can step in and help shape our child. It was never the assignment to be all that they will ever need.
Yeah. And you're able to, as you're going throughout the book, you're able to not only to identify these different types of moms, to show how we can be able to work with them. I think that is the other great thing. But also, of course, why, again, all of us are important, you know, the things that those particular types may bring that we could all be able to benefit from. And I think that is the thing. You know, I think as this book, one of the big messages, of course, is to be able to be happy in your assignment as a parent, but I think also to realize the joy that can come from it. I love the fact that we've been able to talk about both of those things in this conversation, Hetty, how when realizing that perfection is not going to be, that is not the aim that we're going for, it is really to bring the best of ourselves, that's when you can learn the most. And I think what I have learned, again, as someone who has been on the outside looking at other parents and looking at my own brother, is that there is an interchange of learning that takes place. You know, the child is learning from us, but we are also learning from the child. What has that realization been like for you, the lessons that children can teach?
It's pride-destroying, Cyrus. It's humiliating if you're a prideful parent, which I was and still battle not to be, when my kids sit me down and they say, Mom, you've taught me that only God and people matter, but the way you are reacting to this thing that just happened confuses me, because that value that you taught me is not what comes through. And this is something that a pine tree child may tell a parent like me. My fun-loving daughter will every now and then remind me just to lighten up a little and live. And my son, who can be incredibly deep and profound, will every now and then hold up a little sensitive mirror in front of my face and say, Mom, what you just did made such a difference for this person or that person, and I would not have even noticed that. So they give encouragement. They also put their fingers where it hurts the most. And even though we just said that it's about finding that joy again, don't for a minute think that when you're both crying and when you're both at wit's end with one another, that isn't good for you. It's really good for you. It's preparation for life. And even the areas where I have may have been too tough on my kids, few years down the path, they meet somebody who's just as tough as I am, and something kicks in from that experience, and they go, oh, no, it's okay. I can survive you. I can handle you. I won't let it get through my skin. I think I know you're a rosebush, or I think I have some insight into why you deal with this way. I will not let it faze me. I can do this. So even our mistakes, God knits into the shaping of our kids.
Yeah, what a great thing. What a great thing, Hetty, and what a great conversation with you about this book that I think is so timely, because with all the challenges that we all face, I think the worst thing we can do is to add more pressure to ourselves. And so it's so great that parents, in particular moms, again, and as you said and as I mentioned earlier, this book is really for all of us that are dealing with one another. I think we can learn this in our interaction with one another, especially with children, though, about how we can really just, again, be the person we were meant to be able to use the guidelines that we have. A great example, as we mentioned earlier, the scripture that talks about the different roles we all have, but being able to work together, and again, work together for the greater good, and that is, of course, the betterment of the child, but also the betterment of all of us in our lives. Again, everyone, Hetty Britz has been our guest for this segment. She's an author and speaker. Her new book is called Unnatural Mom, Why You Are the Perfect Mom for your kids. And for you guys out there, you can definitely add in Be the Perfect Dad for your kids as well. So, Hedy, the book is available, as I said, through our friends at Amazon.com. They can head over there and get it for themselves. How can they stay connected with you?
They can connect with me through my website. It's HettyBrits.com, and that Hetty is HETTIE, and the Brits is with a double TZ, BRITTZ.com. And through my Facebook, Hetty Brits, author and speaker. They may happen to land on the Afrikaans Facebook page. Just keep the faith and find the one where you can understand the language that we're speaking. That's the author speaker page.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Hedy, are you in South Africa now or are you in the States now?
We are in the States touring as a family to do the book tour, and we'll be all over. People can find our events calendar on my website at HedyBrits.com, and we hope to see some of them on our journey. We'll be in a few states, and we're still available to do some talks and to minister at your services. My husband is a wonderful worship So we're ministering together as a family until the end of October, and then we'll return home to South Africa.
Well, look, thank you so much for taking our time on your publication of the new book to be with us. Really appreciate it, and I look forward to speaking with you again, Hedy.
Thank you for the opportunity, Cyrus, and God bless you and the work you do as well.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you as well. And we thank you, our audience, for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Hedy, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media sites. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.